Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Andy, and I am one of the hosts of Tuning Japanese. I'm coming to you from the future. If you're listening to this episode, welcome to Tuning Japanese. What you're going to hear in just a little bit is our introductory episode when we first started this podcast, episode zero, a little kind of view into what this podcast is and what you can expect. The reason why you're hearing my voice ahead of this first episode, and I've gone back and I've edited this, is that we only have a limited amount of space to hold episodes. So after this, you're going to jump to possibly a random episode in the middle of Excel Saga, or if enough time has gone by, in the middle of our review of Trigun, or whatever it is that we're reviewing. To listen to some of those older episodes, you can support the show by visiting patreon.com/tuningjapanese. For as little as $1, you will have access to all of our back catalog of content. That money will also go toward helping us eventually move our hosting so that way everyone can enjoy all of our old episodes. I hope you enjoy this first episode. Keep in mind that it was a long time ago and we were trying to get into the groove of really kind of recording this. And we hope that you check out our Patreon and listen to some of the older episodes. Welcome to Tuning Japanese, a podcast where three dudes in their 30s talk about Japanese anime.
And we're trapped in a storage room.
Something like that. I guess we are. I mean, it's pretty nice in here, actually.
Yeah, that's my, this is all my wife's holiday decorations.
It's very festive.
Yes, we have Easter in that corner.
Yep. And there's Halloween right there.
Halloween over on these shelves and Christmas everywhere.
Yeah, it looks like Christmas kind of threw up a little bit.
I think I'm sitting on it a bit. Yeah. That's a mistletoe right on.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to kiss under that. Hi. This is a podcast, and this is a podcast about anime. And my name is Andrew, and I'd let my co-hosts go ahead and introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Josh.
And I'm Bill.
Here we go. So this is episode zero of Tuning Japanese, and I thought that we would maybe just kind of start off with letting you know who we are and what the heck we're going to be doing over the next, oh God, probably forever. Are we going to be doing this forever?
Well, certainly don't have a time frame on it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm going to be in this storage room with these two yahoos for the rest of my life.
Can you imagine how many farts we're going to smell in here?
God damn it. Yeah, Bill ripped one earlier. It was not that great.
I did not.
Andrew?
Anyway, so let's introduce ourselves a little bit more, shall we? I guess I'll start. My name is Andrew. You might know me from other podcasts out there on the internet. More particularly, I am the writer and producer of the Shadow Vein podcast over at shadowvein.net. I'm also a every once in a while voice on The Rundown, which is a podcast about wrestling. I almost said great podcast, but it's a podcast.
It is a podcast.
It does fall under that category.
And it does exist.
Yes.
It is about wrestling.
It is about wrestling. So if you like horror stories, if you like wrestling, go check those out. The Rundown or Shadow Vein. I'm a school teacher, and I'm probably going to curse a lot for a school teacher. So that's always fun. I'm a big anime fan, and that's the reason why we're doing this. So I guess that's all you need to know for now from me. What about you, Josh?
Well, my name is Josh. I'm a big anime fan, too. Maybe a little bit bigger than Andrew.
I don't know. We've never measured, but I don't know about that.
I'll whip out my collection. You whip out yours. I'm pretty sure it's going to be bigger.
Let's not do that in the storage room.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, a little bit about me. I've also done some podcasts here or there. My voice is a little bit familiar. I also, from time to time, show up on the Rundown podcast. And you may recognize me as the voice actor Michael Denley in the Shadow Vein podcast.
What?
I've never seen them in the same room together.
I haven't. I think it's a lie.
Right.
Well, I mean,
is this like a Rom the One Half thing?
Maybe, but, you know, instead of turning into a female, I turned a lot more charismatic and talented.
Oh.
I didn't know that was possible for you.
Oh, it is. It is.
Wow.
I thought it was all just the one voice.
Oh,
no, there are multiple variations of the same voice.
Oh, Bill, it's your turn.
I'm Bill. I'm the non-anime fan of the group.
Wait a minute. You decided to put a non-anime fan in here? I thought it was going to be big anime fans.
Well, I mean, it's Bill had the best audio quality room available, so...
Right.
You know what? Dozens of busted young ladies that love anime. I could have gotten them on here, got a little sex appeal. No, you went with the non-fan.
Not a thing.
Yeah, I don't... not really my thing, but So, not anime fan now. Want to elaborate a little more on that, though?
Well, it's not that I don't like anime. It's just that I don't love things simply for being anime. There are animes I like. There's a lot of anime that I don't care for.
And I'm sure we'll have lots of time to talk about that today.
Right.
Fantastic. I cannot wait. I'm ready for your top 10 list of, like, the worst animes. It'll be great.
Wait, top 10?
I just Bill, so I'm assuming there's got to be a top 10 with lots of profanity.
fair enough.
All right, so that's us. Anything else you want to say?
No, that's pretty much it.
All right, so those are the introductions, and now let's talk a little bit about the show, shall we?
All right.
This is Tuning Japanese, the anime podcast, where we don't just talk about anime, but we talk about and review every episode from a series from an anime that one of us enjoy. And we've decided that to keep it fair, every season we'll do a different anime, and every season one of us will get to choose. We'll get our democratic choice, and we decided there, you know, to keep it fair, we would go in order of penis length. So I'm going first. Bill is next, and you're last.
Son of a bitch.
Ouch.
I don't know. It's a thing. So we're going to be starting with every episode of the anime. Drum roll, please. Excel Saga. Yes, we are going to be reviewing all 26 ridiculously insane episodes of Excel Saga.
So we're going to end this podcast quick.
Basically.
Just a classic.
Absolute, we're going to start with an absolute classic.
All right.
And one of the things that I also want to do for the fans is, if you want to follow along at home, if you've not seen this anime, and so that way you don't have to go out and try to find old 1990s VHS tapes where you have two episodes per VHS tape.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in our day, kids, there wasn't this thing called streaming video. Crunchyroll didn't exist. No, we had to buy VHS tapes with two episodes, and they cost $20 each.
They did, $20. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure, mm-hmm, like the porn ones that you had probably cost $30.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about those.
Hey,
remember when I sold your porn ones and sold them? That was awesome.
I remember watching the Robo Penis one. Maybe we'll review that as a bonus episode. But anyway, so we will run through every single episode of Excel Saga, giving you the rundown of what to expect. You can watch these live on Hulu. We're going to try to pick things on a streaming service, whether it be Crunchyroll, Hulu, Netflix, something that you can watch along. We are actually, I believe, for Excel, we're going to watch the American version. Mm-hmm. The dubbed version is insanity. So we are going to watch the dubbed version in all of its glory.
Just to play it safe, there's going to be a lot of dubs we're going to watch. Just so you know, you big sub fans, just deal with it.
Sorry about you.
Yeah, we don't like reading so much at night.
Yeah. I'm a teacher, as I mentioned, and I read way too much as it is. So the fewer things I have to actually process, the better.
Yeah.
So that means that if we're doing short-run animes, that means some of the longer-run animes probably going to be out. Unless we decide to do one-season runs. What is it, Josh?
Slayers.
I'm sorry, sir.
No, I got to have me some Lena Inverse.
We could do the first season.
Actually,
how long is the first season?
It's a standard length, 12 to 24 episodes.
That told me a lot.
Well, that's standard length for most of our animes, but 12. Fine. Just as long, you know, can't do those multi ones. So that means we're not doing shonen animes. We're not doing Naruto, right?
Believe it.
That's that stuff I hate, right?
Yes. Yeah, yes. Okay. Or One Piece.
Oh, thank God.
Believe it.
What about, Bleach?
Believe it? No, yeah, no bleach. Bleach
okay,
is gone.
Fine, fine. All right. Inuyasha.
I love Inuyasha.
Kagome!
Inuyasha!
Kagome!
Inuyasha!
Kagome!
Wait, what?
Naraku. That's the series of Inuyasha. Believe it.
Believe it. we won't watch any of that shitty stuff that you don't like.
Good.
So that also puts Sailor Moon out of the running.
Sailor Moon. We could do it first season.
We could.
Or we could just do Crystal.
Or we could do Crystal.
Hey, I don't think anyone's done Crystal. We could definitely do a review of Crystal. That'd be interesting.
There we go.
All
right. Compromise.
Maybe that'll be Bill's choice. I'm really curious about Bill's choice. We'll get there.
Yeah, we're gonna get there.
We'll get there season two. We'll see how it goes. So that's the daily show That's the daily, the weekly show we'll be doing. Speaking of that, we were going to try to release once a week. Mm-hmm. And every fourth episode, we're going to try to put out a special movie episode.
Ooh.
A little break from the series. We'll record an episode where we watch an anime or Asian, Japanese inspired sort of movie.
I am much more excited about this.
I imagine you are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you definitely have the love for the non-anime Eastern films.
Absolutely. Right. Like,
there's anime films I have love for, so mm-hmm. that I think that this will be much better.
Absolutely.
So quick question, though. Can we put in, with these films, because, you know, especially on anime, though, OVAs?
I suppose. It'll be kind of up to...
3-episode OVAs... probably could fit as well.
We probably could do that too. Okay. We'll have to, again, we'll probably have a rotation of order of who gets to choose.
I think that's great.
And we'll kind of figure it out from there. So, the other good thing about that is we'll bring in a fourth special guest, someone that we are close to know. And, maybe they know something about anime and maybe they don't, but,
Maybe we can get somebody from another podcast, somebody we're a fan of.
Absolutely.
If we're very lucky.
If we're lucky.
Hint, hint, anybody listening.
Right?
Yeah. You know, or, you know, maybe we'll get big enough and we could get, you know, people who are known in the industry, or maybe we can get Team Four Star on here, or maybe
I don't know
Bennett
what
the Sage, or just go to YouTube and watch these guys. They're freaking amazing.
I will have to
keep telling you to watch DBZ Abridged.
Well, I've seen a little bit of that.
Yeah, that's right. We just promoted you guys some more.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't.
Oh my gosh. So, that's a little bit about the format, I believe. And we are gonna talk a little bit about, just kind of where we are. Why did we decide to do this episode or this podcast about anime? And, some of our background, our history with it. So,
sounds good.
I don't know who wants to start. I think the first question is generally, what are some of our first memories about anime?
All right, I'll start. Some of my first memories of anime, probably the anime that got me hooked into it, that really sunk into me, was Vampire Hunter D. I watched it back on the old Sci-Fi Channel Saturday Animes, and I was like, oh, this is amazing! Because I was starting to get to that point of adolescence where ass-kicking and boobs were really big deals to me, and Vampire Hunter D had those things, and a talking left hand.
The talking left hand was the best part.
Damn right it was.
That's the best part of the whole movie.
Since then, I've rarely looked back on being an anime fan. I love anime. Yes, I've bought some hentai back in the day.
Meow, meow.
Once again.
And I took it and sold it to people.
Yeah.
We were trying to help with your habit.
My habit?
Your baiting habit.
I had a Slim Jim habit. That was really what
we helped kick that too. But
I helped pay for that.
Oh, yeah. Help pay for it, of course.
But I mean, I just love anime so much, and since it's really exploded. I mean, especially with like DBZ being that catalyst that got anime into the mainstream, and it's exploded so large.
yeah, baby.
Okay, will you stop with the hentai references? Oh my god! One time, I bought an episode of La Blue Girl, and you guys have never let it down.
Tentacles.
You never got it down.
16 years later, and they are still giving me shit for this. God.
You're the one that got off the hentacles.
I hate you guys right now.
Hey, Bill, so how did you get into anime?
Well, early on, I don't know that these strictly count. I was a big fan of the original Transformers and Thundercats. Both had the art style, both had at least some of the elements. I don't, I don't really strictly count, like I said, but, also I want something I know doesn't strictly count, but still falls in the same wheelhouse is I have very vivid memories of as a young child watching heavy metal.
Yes. Fantastic.
And I think the first animes that I can truly think that I became a fan of was, watching Sailor Moon after school.
Darn right.
And the, Saturday morning sci-fi channel used to play anime movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, Vampire Hunter D.
Ah, there we go. A second reference of Vampire Hunter D.
D is the savior of us all.
It is.
So, I mean, well, what about you, Andrew? What about your earliest memories of anime?
When I think of anime and I think of my earliest memories, I'm very similar in a lot of ways to what Bill went through. That sounds so menacing.
Yeah, it's like
it was a traumatic experience. Oh, the point on the hentai doll where it touched you.
It's now gray and grainy.
Josh's animes are traumatic experiences.
It's true.
Not all of them.
Okay,
I'll admit X is pretty traumatic, the movie especially.
X was okay. It was lots of fights. I mean, it didn't have a lot of plot, but
we'll get there once I decide to torture you guys.
I'm sure we'll have to watch X again.
One day.
Romna would have. That sucked.
Oh, we're not going to do any Romna. That's far too too long.
Thank God. So, me.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. I was talking about my traumatic experience. So, Bill and I had a very similar upbringing when it came to anime. That sounds a little better, right?
Yes, that's a bit more homey there.
Right. And I think really the first thing that I remember was Voltron, Defender of the Universe. It was something I watched nonstop. We rented the videos from the video store. That's a thing. I'm not going through it again. And, I watched the hell out of it. I watched it over and over and over again. I think I even have all the episodes of that tucked away on a hard drive somewhere. So if we ever want to watch an episode just for funsies.
And I had forgotten about that, but yeah, I agree. Voltron was amazing.
It wasn't great.
It really wasn't, honestly, if you look back.
Which is why that would make a great one to talk about at some point.
But it's...
Giant robot lions beating the crap out of giant robot mutant things.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Robeasts, I think.
Robeasts, yeah. Yes, they're robot monster things. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, bringing back the memories. So, yeah, but aside from Voltron, same sort of things. A lot of Transformers, a lot of... I mean, a little bit of Dragon Ball Z, you know, Samurai Pizza Cats.
Oh, yes.
We were all about high school age when Dragon Ball Z came out.
So. Yes, absolutely. So we were geeking out in your basement quite a bit, Bill, to kind of label us as the geeks that we were, still are.
Digimon. Come on, we watched so much Digimon.
I watched some Digimon. I don't think I watched as much as you did, but like I definitely watched some Digimon.
I don't think I watched as much as you did. I watched some of it.
Pokemon.
You were a big Pokemon.
I was the Pokemon guy of the group.
Yeah, that's true. There's always one.
I've been playing Pokemon Picross way too much recently.
Also, you're kind of a Legend of Zelda fan too.
I do. I love me some Nintendo.
I have noticed that if you're a Pokemon fan, you tend to be a Zelda fan as well. Nothing against either. I like Zelda and I like Pokemon, but like if you're big fans of those, well, that's a whole nother point. But you know, and I was just thinking about it, guys, because you're bringing this up. You know, so how do we know each other? I mean, you know, we're just not three guys that decided to meet up on the street.
I thought it was Craigslist and chloroform. That was how we met, but...
Oh, shit.
Craigslist didn't exist when we met.
Oh, that's right. Oh, so let's start the saga. Yeah. We'll give the abridged quick version, but...
Wind back that way back machine, folks.
Oh, man, we're going back to the 90s. Do you remember the 90s? Some of you who are listening may not have been born yet, which is really depressing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you're a teacher... You get to the point where your students are like, yeah, I was born in like 2000. You just kind of want to jump off of something really high because it just makes you feel old. Bill and I met back in the 90s in
fifth grade.
So let's see if we do some math here. That was forever ago. And
all the years.
Yeah, they're pretty fucking old here, guys.
Says the guy who is older than the both of us by a year.
Yeah.
fair enough. But
so we met, got to know each other and our kind of, you know, geeky ways. We spent a lot of time with action figures, coming up with storylines and creative playing with our action figures at the ripe age of like middle school kids.
Yeah.
But we came up with awesome fun storylines. It was a blast. We enjoyed it. We became fast friends. In high school we met this guy over here.
He's pointing at Josh.
I'm pointing at Josh. Sorry, I'm doing that thing where I'm forgetting that I'm supposed to be saying the name.
This is not a visual medium.
Oh, I'm
Andrew.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I forgot.
This is an audio medium.
So that video camera in the corner, is that just for...
That's personal.
Okay, got it. Just want to make sure.
It's Bill's wife. You know, it's her thing. Don't ask.
I don't want to know. Actually, I kind of want to know.
No, not right now.
Okay.
But yeah, I met Bill back in our freshman or sophomore year in high school. Freshman year in high school. We had a class together, kind of a big dickhead teacher, but I can't remember.
I wasn't sure where that statement was going for a second.
I wasn't worried where you were
going either. I
met him. He had a big dickhead.
Well, thank you for noticing.
The outline in the pants was fantastic.
So I met Bill in class through a mutual friend of ours. And from there, we kind of, you know, we knew we had stuff together. We actually were talking about Vampire.
There was a connection.
We talked about Vampire Hunter D a few times. But it wasn't until about our junior year in high school is when we actually started hanging out. But it wasn't until we had another class back in our junior year that we started hanging out. We started getting into tabletop role-playing games, which we are not going to get into that long story because that's just a whole nother podcast.
We'll save that for another day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's...
There's plenty of great RPG podcasts out there, guys.
Tons.
We don't need to do it.
Yeah, no.
But if we ever need a filler episode at any point, we can have our chats about that kind of
stuff. Right, definitely. But through the gaming and mutual love of anime, I met Andrew. And these two maniacs have been in my life now for 17 years.
Aww.
Here we are now.
We're here.
And it's...
We are.
It's been a...
We're all really close together.
Yep.
Figuratively and literally right now, especially.
Absolutely. Oh, so that's a little bit about us. And we, you know, how long have we known each other? And now I want to talk about, let's talk about some anime, shall we? Since it is an anime podcast.
Right. That probably makes sense.
Of course. I think that's a great idea.
So I've got a few questions. We'll do a little rapid fire so we can just kind of set the mood of our podcast.
All right.
We've talked a little bit about our first memories, already, but let's talk about favorites. You know, first memories doesn't mean it's our favorite. So what are some of your, let's just start with favorite anime series.
Currently, probably the top anime series for me is Gurren Lagann.
I'm not familiar.
Oh, that will be one that we will be watching.
Okay.
But Gurren Lagann, I don't know why. It speaks to me. It's about constantly moving ahead and being the drill that pierces the heavens. One of the best lines ever. And it's just... I'm kind of surprised you haven't seen it, Andrew.
I have not.
I'm not surprised Bill hasn't seen it, but it's got a lot that just builds me up, makes me feel like, hey, life sucks, but you know what? I'm going to get through this. I'm going to bust through this bullshit and keep moving on. So that's currently my top anime.
That inspirational message brought to you by Josh. The more you know.
We really should have like a music clip at the end.
Do-do-do-do.
Well, what about you, Bill? I mean, is there any anime that you...
Yeah. Is there any anime? Jerk, you no, dick.
Certainly. I mean, like I said, Sailor Moon was very close to my heart and still is. I've been watching Sailor Moon Crystal as they've been coming out.
Have you realized that the dubs are coming out of it?
I saw them. I haven't started watching them yet.
I've been watching the dubs, and the dubs are make it much much more watchable. Just because, again, I think we grew up with the dubs mostly.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't mind subtitles at all, but
you know, and I think that's just the thing. We're so used to being dubbings that
we're so used to being dubbed.
Oh my god.
I do think I want to try to watch the dubs with my daughter. I think it'll be more accessible to her.
Absolutely.
All right.
We do have... I did get you that that autograph from the new Sailor Jupiter. So,
right, yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So you have
which
to.
Is amazing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Which is amazing. So
Amanda Miller. Shout out. Hope you listen to this podcast. If you do, let me know.
That'd be a guest.
That would be fantastic.
That'd be fantastic.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to have to start that. Aside from series, I'd say there's probably a lot more movies that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned Vampire Hunter D before, mm-hmm. as did Josh. And, I mean, that was awesome, as we've already discussed. I really enjoyed the Miyazaki movies.
Oh, God, yes.
Princess Mononoke, Spirited Away, Howl's Moving Castle.
But honestly, who does not love Miyazaki and Studio Ghibli well.
Well, exactly. Yeah. A couple of those I actually ended up watching with my mom, and she enjoyed them. She is in no way, shape, or form understanding of anime or cartoons in general. And
absolutely.
She thought they were fabulous. So, I mean, that Kashan Robot Hunter,
ooh.
I remember watching. Akira, I wasn't a huge fan of. I didn't really know what was going on.
I think that's the general response to Akira. It's great visually, but
absolutely. But
story, you're just gonna be like, what the fuck?
Right. A lot of the series I watched with you, Sorcerer Hunters, Lodoss War, Those Who Hunt Elves.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So as far as I go, a lot of the same stuff that you guys like. Sailor Moon is obviously probably. I don't know if I'd call it my favorite of all time, but it's definitely up there with one of my favorites of all time. I'm going through and watching it right now with my better half, and we're enjoying the hell out of it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I know. He's never been exposed to Sailor Moon before.
So is this the Deke?
No. We're watching the new dub.
The
new dub, because they've released some of the new dub on Hulu, so we're enjoying the new dub. And at first he was very against the show and thought it was stupid, but now, like, if we both had a long day at work, he'll just look at me and go, Sailor Moon? And I'm like, yes, indeed, we will. Sailor Moon, for sure. Cowboy Bebop is probably my favorite anime of all time, if I had to choose one.
Mm-hmm.
Bebop was, I remember I was exposed to Bebop from a friend of mine in high school before it even got on Cartoon Network, and I was obsessed with it. I thought it was just masterfully done. A great story. Mm-hmm. The music was fantastic.
Oh, God, the music.
Well, definitely an amazing one. Trigun.
Trigun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, actually, and that's the thing, I'm actually wearing.
Oh, nice. A little bit of Wolfwood there.
Well,
nice.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm wearing that. But, I mean, I'll say for Andrew and I mean, Trigun was probably one of the things that we bonded over.
Absolutely.
You and I.
Absolutely.
Because you would have a friend that would record the DVDs, and when he finally got the recordings, like, dude, I got the new episode of Trigun. And it was so funny because at first, his way of hooking me into Trigun was, dude, you remember Power Rangers, right? I'm like, yeah. Because, you know, the Black Ranger? Not the black guy, but the Asian dude. I'm like, yeah. He's the main character on this. I'm like, okay, I'm interested. See, back in the day, I did not recognize the name Johnny Yong Bosch. Now, of course, yeah, he's kind of a staple, but
kind of staple, and yeah, absolutely. And
you could have said the second Black Ranger instead of the first one,
right? But anywho, yeah. So those shows, a lot of the ones that Bill mentioned, things like Lodoss War. Lodoss War was a huge inspiration for me in a lot of ways, especially with writing and really getting me into like just kind of doing more writing of my own. You know, Those Who Want Elves, we've mentioned that, Sorcerer Hunters, all those things are great. And, I can't wait to watch more. I don't watch a lot of the more modern stuff, although I have watched a few, like, Devil's a Part-Timer was extremely enjoyable.
Such a goofy show.
It's great. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
It was fantastic. And, I watched the first episode of a new anime called Gate. And I have been meaning to go back and watch more of it. It's kind of like a fantasy setting merging with modern day, and it's really, really good.
And that kind of segues into what I was going to kind of ask next is what are you currently watching? So you said this anime Gate. I just recently finished watching Fate Stay Night, which Unlimited Blade Works, which is friggin' awesome. I could go into the breakdown of it, but it'll probably be one of the series that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just started watching One Punch Man.
I've been meaning to watch it just because of all the memes and things that I've seen on the internet.
It's definitely an experience. Probably one of my more enjoyed recent titles is, and probably not a surprise, is Attack on Titan.
You know, I have not given it a chance.
That may be because it's one season. I may very well throw that on you guys because it's pretty crazy.
I've heard really good things about it. I've not sat down to watch it. I know that I've, what's the one about the, I'm going to kick myself for not remembering the name of this anime. The one where they're in the MMO.
Oh, Sword Art Online.
Yeah, I did watch
the tongue twister. Say that 5 times fast.
It's tough.
SAO.
SAO. Yeah, I watched the first season of SAO, and I started watching the where they had the fairy world, and then it got less interesting. But it was pretty good. It was enjoyable.
Bill's looking at us like we're insane.
I have no idea what any of these things are. I've heard of Attack on Titan, and if it's one season and it's supposed to be good, I mean, that would be a great candidate.
Mm-hmm. I would love to have you guys watch Fate Stay Night and its prequel series, Fate Zero, but those are two-season animes.
Oh, yeah. See, out the window. Gone. Maybe someday. Maybe someday. Yeah, we'll see.
Can we work it in? Work in something a little later, maybe?
We'll chat off mic. Yeah.
All right.
We'll chat off mic.
All right. I'll take my answer off microphone.
All right. So yeah, Bill, are you watching anything right now anime-related?
Anime-related? No. We, like I said, we watched the Sailor Moon Crystal sub.
Mm-hmm.
And now that Hulu is releasing the dubs, like I said, I expect to kind of try to find some time to sit down with my daughter and watch them. But no, I have not watched anything really too anime-related in quite a while.
But now we'll get to again.
Well, now we're certainly going to.
Absolutely.
Let the indoctrination begin.
Yes.
Return to us, Bill. We've missed you.
Come back. We have cookies and punch.
Yes. Okay, then.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, not
bourbon
punch.
And pork rinds?
We'll get those for you.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure we can probably get some pork rinds.
And I got plenty of bourbon.
Good bourbon?
I'll get good bourbon.
Okay,
fantastic.
And scotch.
And then he won't be able to pay rent.
Shut up.
So, I thought maybe one of the last things we could talk about before we close off this episode zero. Mm-hmm. We've talked about favorite animes. What about least favorite animes?
Oh, God. Okay.
You're looking maybe we'll keep it somewhat short because I think we could be here another 2 hours.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes.
Maybe one or two. Pick one or two animes okay. that you absolutely just do not like.
Naruto. Can't stand it. There's one that I watched actually recently, a couple of years back, an old 90s ultra-violent anime called Genocyber.
Mm-hmm.
Dear God, that thing is a mess of violence and bad stuff to kids. I'm just going to leave that there. It's horrible.
Wow. I think I remember the name. I think I remember seeing Genocyber pop up once or twice on the ADV previews, on the beginning of VHS.
That was actually US Manga Corps.
Or maybe it was. It was Manga Corps because it was at the beginning of a Lotus War.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Manga Corps. Interesting. And what about you, Bill?
Well, and here's where we're going to get into the gripes about the things I don't like. And
all right.
Why I say it the way I do.
Bring it on. I want you to make little teenage boys cry right now.
And that's probably the exact what's going to happen.
And the weeaboos.
That's kind of the animes I don't like. Anything long, rambling, doesn't get to a point, doesn't get anywhere. Although I mentioned before being a fan of Dragon Ball Z and Piccolo in particular, I think there was a series worth watching there that was an eighth as long as the entirety of Dragon Ball Z.
You're probably right.
Well, yeah, okay, let's break down. This was Dragon Ball Z. Last time on Dragon Ball Z, Kuh. This time on Dragon Ball Z, May. Next time on Dragon Ball Z, Huh?
Exactly.
That's exactly, I think I remember that episode.
And although Bleach is one of the less offensive ones to me, anything that's long has just these escalating scales of power. Some new threat shows up who's even badder.
Right.
The hero has to unlock something new, mm-hmm. some new form, and it just goes on and on and on.
And I think that's indicative with shonen anime, which is such a big thing to people these days.
Yeah, Inuyasha, Naruto, again, I agree with you that I had no interest in it.
Yep.
In fairness, I've watched very little of these animes, but what I've seen of them has been frustrating to me. Even like One Piece, the super cartoony nature, like I'm watching the animes I do like and the animes I do watch, I watch for a more adult storyline and better visuals. So the more cartoony, I don't like. And not specific to anime, but anything that involves the cel shading look. Even video games, but Western animations, animes, video games, anything that has that cel shading, I cannot stand that aesthetic.
Interesting. Uh-oh.
Damn it. I think that means when we do a movie review, I cannot do Appleseed.
Oh, we can.
I can just hate it.
Oh, nice. Fair enough.
Fantastic.
Fair enough.
I think cel shading is horrendously ugly.
I don't blame you. I kind of agree in some ways, so.
In some ways, I can see it when it's overdone. Or done.
It can be overdone.
Yes and no. I have a love-hate relationship with cel shading.
Yeah, okay. I don't disagree with you though. So I guess for me, the one that pops out in my head is I was really not a fan of Full Metal Alchemist. which is weird because I liked the manga. I read some of the manga. We had a friend of ours at one time that had a bunch of manga, and he let me borrow it, and I really liked the manga, but the anime itself was not very good.
I think the problem was you watched the first anime series, mm-hmm. which eventually split off from the manga.
Oh, okay.
If you watch Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, that follows the manga.
Does it really?
Yes, Brotherhood follows the manga.
Maybe I'll give that a shot.
I enjoy Brotherhood. Once again, too long running, we're not going to touch it.
Right. So that's one that always pops to my head of one that I just did not enjoy at all. Mm-hmm. There was another one called The Big O, and that's now. that one was bad. That was one of those Adult Swim animes that did not work.
I remember that. I remember it being really boring.
It was extremely boring.
Which big robots smashing stuff should be something I'm into, but I remember it being real. Even the joking about the name aside, I remember it being terribly, terribly boring.
Yeah.
Okay. I enjoyed it, but it's been a very long time since I've seen it. And I might just subject you to that horror again just to see you guys twitch.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've seen it, and I just remember bad memories about it. And then the last one was, and this one is on a show I really love, but it was the most depressing thing, I think. Yeah, I was a big fan of Sorcerer Hunters, one of the things you mentioned earlier, Bill. Right. I still am. And they came out with an OVA of some episodes. And I was like, oh my God, more Sorcerer Hunters, one of my favorite anime. So I got super stoked and I bought it and I was really, really excited. And then I realized that it was basically all hentai. Like it was just,
oh,
it
really?
Was, yeah,
not
it was,
really.
It was way, it okay, had, maybe nudity. Not hentai, but it was like heavy on the nudity.
Yeah.
It was, you had like, you know, Chocolate and Tira, and they were like, in the original show, they were kind of dominatrixy, but like they were
in
like
their outfits that were more the manga outfits.
Yeah, like there were tits everywhere,
that's what you liked about it.
No. I see what he's getting at, and the reason why, though, too, it was ran as an example of the manga because Sorcerer Hunters the anime and Sorcerer Hunters the manga were kind of two different things.
Well, they definitely were. One sucked and one was really good.
They made the OVA to be like, hey, well, this is what stuff that you missed from, or that could have been in this, but it was more manga.
So it was fan servicey, cheesecakey.
I completely understand Andrew's viewpoint on that. And I kind of get him. I kind of get it.
It was the biggest letdown I've ever had
buying
an anime.
I have it. I don't really watch it. I watch the original Sorcerer Hunters.
The original is fantastic. That one was probably the biggest letdown of any anime I've ever watched.
Right. So, I mean, wow. We kind of covered a lot of ground here.
We have. I think this constitutes a good introduction, a good episode mm-hmm. zero. Mm-hmm.
So, tune in next week because things are about to get crazy.
Yes. As I mentioned earlier, it is my choice for season one, and we are going with the wonderful, the wacky, the completely out there Excel Saga. If you're not familiar with Excel Saga, don't
worry.
Drop
some acid and just enjoy the ride.
You don't even need the acid.
I don't know what the point of that would be.
If you watch it, I think maybe if you did acid, it would make sense.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. You want story, you want plot progression. Yeah, you're not going to get into this one. And you'll understand why when we touch it.
And you can, we are kind of close right now. But you can watch it on Hulu. It is on Hulu Plus. I don't know if it's on regular Hulu, but you can get this on Hulu Plus. It's probably on Crunchyroll as well.
Funimation channels possible.
I think it might be, Funimation.
Well, it wasn't ADV dub, but I think Funimation did pick it up.
Okay. Or just find a torrent and steal it.
Oh
no!
That's an option.
No,
but not one that we are going to endorse on this podcast.
Fuck that, pirating assholes! I'm gonna find you one day and kick you all in the nuts.
Like One Piece? Believe it.
Yeah, I'm gonna kick that guy in the nuts too. I don't care if he bounces.
I think Believe It's gonna be my catchphrase.
No, fucking A.
With that, folks, we are gonna leave it there and join us next week for episode one of Excel Saga.
All right.
Until then, my name is Andrew.
This is Bill.
Hey, I'm Josh.
And we think we're tuning Japanese. We think we're tuning Japanese. We really think so. Thanks for listening to Tuning Japanese. To
find out more about the show, visit tuningjapanese.com. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/tuningjapanese, on Twitter at tuningjapanese, and Tumblr at tuningjapanese.tumblr.com. You can also send us any questions, suggestions, or feedback by emailing the show at tuningjapanese@gmail.com. Be sure to also leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. If you liked our show, check out the other programs in our podcasting network, including the Shadowbane Podcast and the Rundown Wrestling Podcast.